Alexander, thank you very much for invitation, but I have some problem. You know, I think about between two talks about this, our solution of the kissing time is problem for certain points, and there is distance set. Like, we have some, I have several publications related to two distance sets, three distance sets for spherical and Hamming spaces. And after that, I decided when I saw that, you know, Hales invited, and I said, okay, it's very natural to give a talk after his talk like this, to present this one. Actually, I decided, you know, it's maybe not natural, this S-distance set talk. It will be on rigidity, this workshop on rigidity, mid of October. Okay, and today I'm going to discuss the Thomas problem and the method how to prove this, how to solve the Thomas problem. Actually, it's only I will explain what do we have. And at first time I presented it maybe not a little bit less than 2 years ago. However, this paper submitted only a little bit more than 1 year ago. It means because even after first presentation, we still need a lot. I mean, to improve software, you will see why it is not so easy. Let me start from the famous problem, this problem initiated this area. It's one of the first problem in geometry. It is not so old. If you compare with Kepler conjecture, actually 1611, even 1585, because it's actually Harriot who was the first who considered that, and he found formula in 1585, and the formula published by Kepler in 1611. This problem is, it's known year 1694. The question is the following: if you have, like, I'm sorry, if you have this red ball, unit ball, the question is, what is the maximum number of non-overlapping billiard balls can touch the central red ball? The answer is, it is famous discussion between Isaac Newton and David Gregory in 1694. And commonly said that Newton believed that the answer is 12. Exactly we have 12. It's a regular icosahedron, and the center of this 12 balls is located exactly on the vertices of a regular icosahedron. And Gregory thought that maybe 13 is possible, and still. Open question, why we know that? You know, I'm explaining it is very interesting. I asked Karol Berodsky a couple years ago when he first time knew about this discussion. He said that he knew it when he was in high school, perhaps from Laszlo Fejes, I don't know. But however, what is interesting, like, it's published by some biographer, Newton biographer, only in 1960 something. That means the question is how mathematician knew about this problem. It mentioned, even if you open Fejes' notebook or Leach paper or other, you know, all of them, you know, give some reference to this discussion. Some miracle. Mouse to mouse, how? We cannot find any article about that, any book where mentioned this problem, this discussion. Okay, this problem, it was open during many years. A lot of wrong proofs, by the way. And Tom actually he made some contribution for that, because in there and before it's written everywhere that Hoppe. In the, I don't remember a year, end of 19th century, second part of 19th century, that he was first who proved the problem. However, it is wrong. And Tom published article 1994, where he found counterexample for arguments hop arguments. Finally, it's for at first right proof was given by Schutt and van der Waarden in 1953. After that, 3 years later, John Leach, very elegant, very good, very nice looking proof, it's sketch, actually it is not proof because it is just sketch, and this proof was in the first edition of the famous book by Egner and Ziegler, proof from the book, but however it was removed from the second edition. As you can see this reason why it was, it, you know, this chapter is removed, because they tried to, they received several angry letters, but, you know, this proof is not correct, I mean, not complete. There are some gaps there. Interesting thing, what happened after that, actually it is very nice, it's one of the oldest problems. It's very interesting to find some proof from the book. Look at the list of what happened. It was the second edition was 2000 something, that, and thereafter that appeared several new proofs. Sank, it is okay. I'm not going to discuss this proof, but Hiroshi Mehara published two times, and he improved a little bit. First publication 2001, and another one 2007 is titled like certain sphere problem for undergraduate. Something like that. Karel Brodsky, Anstrike here. It's also my proof in 2006. But I'm still saying that if we still have, good proof for that. It is still very far to be from the book. Yeah, it's interesting. Like you cannot compare it with Kepler conjecture, because this is actually, it is look like very simple. And we have a lot of proofs, but however, it's maybe, I don't know, maybe like, I believe, you know, it's possible to find some elegant proof. Okay, very natural extension is the following. Suppose we have certain number of spheres, like say 13 or 12 or definitely 10, and then we have unit central sphere. The question is, what is the maximum radius of non-overlapping spheres that all of them, which all of them, you know, touch the central ball? You can just reformulate this problem. If you have a ball, you have some shadow. I mean, this one you can see in this picture. And so the problem is the following: it states first, maybe not first, but at least it follows from van der Waarden and Schutt paper 1951. They mentioned the following problem by Thomas. Thomas actually, he's not a mathematician; he's a botanist. And using for that, like for something like, I even don't understand what is written there, exit of pollen grains. And for his PhD thesis, the question is the following: how must n congruent non-overlapping spherical caps be packed on the surface of a unit sphere so that the angular diameter of spherical caps will be as great as possible? It is just the same question, and let me give mathematical formulation. Let us, for any set of any finite subset of the unit sphere, we denote by psi of x minimum angular distance, actually using like angular distance. This is the psi of x, and the question is, suppose we have all sets of the same cardinality and to find arrangement such that this psi of x is maximum as possible, so that it is the same thing. The three formulation actually have the same. The story we have only we know the answer. It's proved. I mean, it is solved only for several cases, namely Laszlo Fejes thought 1943. Maybe it is the same paper that's mentioned by Tom. He solved the problem for the cases 3, 4, 6, 12. Actually, 3 it is triangle on the equator, 120 degrees between angular separation, psi of x is 120 degrees. 4 it is regular tetrahedron. 6 is the octahedron, regular octahedron. 12 is icosahedron. And also can see infinity because he also find his formal, his bound, Fejes dot upper bound for this arrangement, and also it asymptotically goes to the density power square root of 12. So just in this case at the Fejes dot, and after that, and the interested they published several papers. And also, but I missed one name. His name Habicht, something like that. He also published paper with van der Waarden. And Schutt and van der Waarden solved the problem for the cases for cases 5, 7, 8, 9. Dancer. Actually, what is known, Dancer is a long paper, almost 100 pages, with his habilitation. This is in 1963. He solved the problem for the case for 10 and 11 points, and Robinson for the case n equals 24, and that's it actually. You know, look there after many years, it is was you know only this case. Usually the question is why why also we know for n equals 24. Actually, Robinson used a very similar argument as Fejes thought. In this case, the best arrangement consists of Dolan triangulation, consists of Dolan tessellation, consists of regular triangles and squares. That is the reason. I mean, in some cases, extreme arrangement. So that gives us some arguments how to prove it much better, much more easier than in the case like even for 7, 8, and 9, not trivial. And the case 10 and 11, it is very, very complicated to prove that. So I'm not talking about, by the way, case 11, it's also, it's very interesting arrangement. They consider regular icosahedron, just remove one vertex. That's it. This is solution. It means a little bit strange. Let me show you. Okay. And here, so we have, and we recently solved the problem with Alexei Tarasov for the case n equals 13. I told that we submitted the paper only 1 year ago. Okay, here we have a dn in degrees, and the next is are there only it is only conjectures. Conjecture. Actually, it is known conjecture unknown up to 130, and they've got. If you look at the Sloan web pages, and there exists some table, and he can there are some conjectures up to 130 number of points. For instance, you can see this example of it's already proved, of course, that it's the best. That's a solution of the Thomas problem for the case n equals 7 for 7 points. You have this, you know, like and the central is. Let me. Yeah. What is? Yeah. The central, the north pole, we have on the same parallel, and we have 3 points and 3 more in another parallel. I mean, this is very natural arrangement for 7 points. The most perhaps in this case the most important question is the following: What kind of methods? Why we know only when we can prove it only for several cases? I found missed something. I found only three methods to prove that. I'm talking about even for more general cases. Packing spheres, packing the unit sphere by spheres. N sphere by n minus one sphere, n minus one spheres. In our case, we consider for the Thomas problem, we consider packing the unit sphere by circles. The first argument given by the first inequality that we found last Lefèvre taught in 1943, he considered area inequalities. Namely, he considered arrangement and proved that there are no better packings, there are no better arrangement from this point of view, from angle separation point of view, cannot be better than packing such that dental triangulation consists of regular triangles, spherical triangles. Actually, Coxeter, 20 years later, extended this method for dimension 4 and higher, but he couldn't prove this conjecture. I mean, the same conjecture, that the best possible solution when dental tessellation consists of regular simplices. It proved only 15 years later by Karel Brodsky. And so just, and he liked, by the way, Coxeter liked this paper because he, 5 years later, and it was a chapter of his book, a 12th essay in geometry, on one of his books. The second method we are going to discuss it today, actually we're based on this idea, was to shoot and van der Waard and Dancer. It's a reducible graph. This one graph, like irreducible graph, we consider contact graph, and there is some definition what is irreducible. We'll discuss it later. A distance graph is like for instance speech. Extended of this idea, he joined, if you have our arrangement, and he joined, for instance, for the certain sphere problems, he joined all vertices of the distance between 50 degrees and inverse cosine of 1/7, like that. You know, I call this distance graphs. There are several ideas. Even Hoppe actually also tried to define similar this idea. I mean, to use this graph. And the third method, it's also very powerful. Actually, it's all achievements after end of 70s and later, usually using by linear programming and the recent SDP, there's a long list of people, and I'm sorry, even in this room we have several people who made some contribution, for instance, like even for and Christine Bashok and Frank Talentin, they also improved for several cases bounds, upper bounds for Thomas problem. And so just, it's, of course, you know, like, if I cannot say that it's only, sometimes try to use some combination. For instance, Dancer, of course, he used also area, and some arguments with area, but he tried to be only based on irreducible, some geometry, spherical geometry. But, for instance, in my solution of the Kissing problem in the four dimension, I just to combine second and third approaches. So just interesting. I try to use also Coxeter bounds, Coxeter approach, but you know I not succeeded because it's very complicated to use this volume arguments to use that. So just, and it's okay, only three ideas, nothing more, right? That is why it's still open, a lot of problems for three packages. And very recently, I think about this, Bob recently published paper, you know, maybe, I don't know, we spent some time. It's a new idea to use stress matrices and to combine, actually. Maybe it's still not forced, method number four, but who knows? I'm suggesting to pay attention to this paper and maybe to find something interesting. The problem is to find new combinatorial some constraints. I don't know what my feeling. It's perhaps it's possible to find something using this idea of as a stress matrices or something similar. But still, it's not clear what they can do. Okay. It's now, let's define our main, I give you just a few definitions. The first definition, what is a contact graph? It's very easy. Suppose we have on the sphere, we have a set of points. The contact graph is, we have vertices, vertices are points from X, and edges are joined by edges by h if and only if the distance between these two points exactly equals minimum distance, minimum angular separation, namely psi of x. Psi of x is just exactly its minimum angular separation. So any contact graph has at least one h, right? Because there is some one minimum. So just we have at least one. Cannot be consist of isolated vertices. Okay. Now I would like to define two. Actually, it is defined by Schultz and van der Waarden. Two things. First of all, shift of a single vertex. We say that. I forgot to put it in my pocket. Okay. What is the shift of a single vertex if you have? If you have arrangement like this one, right? This is our edges. The shift of a single vertex, we can shift this vertex. And to increase distances between, we have this distances between given our vertex and all other. I mean, it will be greater than minimum distance, minimum angle separation. It will be greater than psi of x. It is called shift of a single vertex. And another operation, it's invented by Dancer. He called it sleep. Namely, suppose we have phase. Actually, like x, y, z, it is points, and just to this sleep under this diagonal, right? We have the diagonal, that's why. And if the distance between x prime and all other will be greater than psi of x, we call this Dancer sleep. So what happens in this case? Because, you know, we still have the same, but if this is convex, usually this it's one of the properties of a reducible graph, which is convexity. But in this case, after that, we can apply a shift of this vertex x prime. So just combination of this two give us possibility to improve, to find maybe this greater angle separation. And the next definition, well, there are actually two definitions. Schutt and van der Waarden, they called graph reducible if this contact graph not submit shift of vertices. It's not shift of vertices. And Bob, I mean, I'm sorry, Robert Connolly calls it Jenga. Actually, it is like gems because you have a circle, taken by circles, right? It is like, like looks like gems. You cannot see. And the dancer actually had that something more, but it's not only shift of single dirty as well as his dancer sleep. And he calls this a rhythm. Actually, I don't know, it's some conflict between two definitions. Maybe let's call this, like, only today, I mean, let's call this first one gem graph and the second one a reducible graph. It means in the first, they are simple things, and the second is also this, I mean, dancer sleep. Okay, dancer sleep. Actually, almost that's all, but I have to say that last definition. And what is a maximal graph? And also, and I the dancer also he considered optimal graph and maximal graph. Let's combine that two definitions. Let's call maximum graph is the graph such that the contact graph such that psi of x equals maximum of dn. Dn is, I just repeat that dn is that this is a maximum possible angle separation for the given number n. And also, if we have some possibility, if we have a choice, let us among them take such graph that we have with minimum edges. Actually, it's not GN is unique, but however, it is it has some one more constraint. It is clear, but if you have some isolated vertex, we'll consider. But isolated vertex, you have some artificially to increase number of edges, so just try to avoid such graph. It is actually the most complicated proposition that any maximal graph is actually this for the case where the number of vertices is not less than 6 is irreducible. Okay, properties of irreducible graph as well as the same properties, by the way, we have the same properties for gem graphs. First of all, this is the planar. It's clear because it's easy to prove that if you join two vertices, they cannot intersect. Edges cannot intersect by shortest path. If you join them by shortest path, they cannot intersect. So it is planar graph. We have planarization. Second is degree. Degrees can be zero. That means isolated vertices. If you look at like Bob, you consider it like circles, and you can put inside. It's not contacted with isolated vertex. And also 3/4 a 5. It's a very simple. It's very easy to prove that a degree cannot be greater than 5, because of any regular triangle. For spherical, in spherical, spherical triangle, cannot be the angle cannot be great always greater than 60 degrees. So just immediately follows from this fact. All faces of a contact graph are equilateral convex polygons of length psi of x. That is the definition. And also all faces, we can find the maximum all faces at most 2 pi over psi of x. It's also trivial because in the worst case we have convex, right? It's all of them, belongs equator, and so just 2 pi over psi. Actually, this is trivial. I mean, exercise is very simple. It's easy to prove. I've already proved all of them. Let's see what is another example. It is contact graph contact graph on this arrangement. So suppose I call this P13. It's again we have the first vertex is the north pole, and there's parallels like 2, 3, 4, and 5 belong to the same parallel, 6, 7, 8, 9 also the same parallel, the last one also. So it has 3 squares, north pole and 4 squares, just to different points. Actually, this number you can find.
Yeah, you can find this number.
This is a formula how to find psi of P13. It's some more or less simple spherical trigonometry. Okay. So what we proved, because it is also you will see how we proved that. The theorem says the arrangement of certain points P13 into spheres is the best possible. This maximal arrangement is unique up to isometry, and D13 is psi of P13, approximately 57 degrees, a little bit more. Let me define four graphs. What do we have? Actually, take this graph, you know, that remove one edge, this left side. Also, we can remove two sides, and the last one is also. We removed how many? I don't know. How many? Four, right? Four edges. It's important. And the proof consists of two lemmas. Lemma one is that there's the maximal graph D13. The maximal graph D13 is isomorphic to one of these four graphs. It's, you know, this is computer proof. And the second lemma, it is a normal proof, more or less. I mean, to prove that all of them actually, if you have this graph, all of them, you know, just we have only one, because it's all other, for instance, like this missing edges has the same length. It's just geometry. You know, we have a graph, you know, with the distance, the same distance. Even more than we know approximately approximately close to 57 degrees, how to prove that all these missing cages have the same length as other. Okay, how we prove lemma one? What we know about G13, about maximal graph G13? It's a planar graph with certain vertices. One. Two, the degree of each vertex is 0, 3, or 5, 4, and 5. Three, all faces are polygon with 3, 4, and 5, 3, 5, 4, or 6 vertices. Why? Because we have constraint is not less than psi of P13. It's approximately 57.14. So just if you can easily divide, if you divide 2 pi over this number, and we'll get like less than 7, 6 something, 6 a little bit more, a little bit more than 6. And two fourths and fifths property actually proved by Brodsky and Szabo. However, you can prove it independently, but it's already proved in the Brodsky and Szabo and published more or less recently, 1993, I don't remember. What year? Which year? 1990. When celebrated anniversary of Vlodek. Okay, some 10 years ago, say. A little bit more, maybe. And the fourth and the first say that if there is an isolated vertex, then it lies in a hexagonal phase, and no more than one vertex, isolated vertex, can lie inside of a hexagonal phase. So this is all five properties, it's combinatorial, And so we can use, now we can use computer. Actually, proof of the theorem consists of two steps. First step is to create list of graphs with certain vertices that satisfy these five properties. Second, take, actually we have, I will show how big list we have, take each graph from this list and try to use some linear programming. It's better maybe to use this like solver developed by Tom, but we use that much more easy approach, and to understand it cannot be they exist or not. I mean, it is it's possible to have such graph or not. The second one. I will give you some details a little bit. Okay. The first, actually, it is it's surprisingly, but it's very simple. Yeah. We use this plane tree program developed by Gunnar Brinkmann and Brandon McKay. This program generates non-isomorphic planar graphs, and using this five properties, we found altogether 94,754,965 graphs. Amazing number. If you compare with the health situation, you consider like 5,000 cases, right? And the four color and seven, 95 million. But you can see also we have some more generous. For instance, consists of triangles and rhombus, and there are 30 million and one pentagon. And there, maybe last, by the way, last, I'm not sure they are all non-isomorphic, because in this case, we sometimes don't know. They're not checking like isomorphic or not, because they don't care. What happens if they are isomorphic? That's double checking, right? We'll already, one more check this graph. And I'm not sure about last number. I mean, 505 graphs. When we have two isolated vertices. But for the case, even for, it's only one case we don't know exactly. All other, it's exact values. And after that, what we did after that? Okay, forget about, like, we have a huge list. Take any graph from this list. And after we have to know, is it realizable or not? Is this some realization, geometric realization or not? For that, we used the following arguments. Inequalities. First inequality, we have to, because minimal graph has to be, the distance has to be, I'm sorry. First of all, variables. Variables are d, what is this distance, psi of x, and the angles of faces. We have graphs, each planar graph has its uniquely defined faces. Take faces and all angles we denote by, we know that all of them, are convex, so just we can use faces. You can see the seven equalities and inequalities. The first inequality follows from, because we have example, P13. The next, the second is trivial. I mean, because it's the sum of angles, it can be 2 pi for every vertex. And for each vertex, non-isolated vertex can be 2 pi. After that, for a triangle, we have like angle of the triangle you can find by this formula. For a quadrilateral, we have extra expression. For pentagon also, because of equilateral, if you fix D, then equilateral depends only one parameter, pentagon on two parameters, hexagon on three parameters. But we split in these two cases, the case of hexagon, inside empty hexagon or hexagon with isolated vertex. First, I just explained you, for instance, the case of 5 dilaterals. We have two parameters, two angles. We have rhombus, right? This is quadrilateral. We have two angles, U1 and U2, and this is a relation. It's not linear, by the way. What we are doing, we just to approximate by a linear function. Instead of this, we consider just two. For instance, the first stage we consider like it's some corridor. This is linear. I mean, there is some relation between U2 and U1. It is not enough. We just to split into cases. Very stupid. I mean, very direct approach. Just instead of linear non-linear equality, we used linear inequalities. And especially, it is very dangerous because if you split in what it grows exponentially, that is why sometimes in some cases, you know, maybe it can work maybe one day to eliminate one case. But however, I don't know what we can do in this case. In our case, we're just doing everything only by linear inequalities. Linear equalities and linear inequalities. That's it. Nothing more. We have no linear cases. The same we're doing that for us. So just after that, it's approximately 1 week. I mean, if you take some simple laptop and just approximately 1 week. It's not if you parallel. It can be parallel if you use several laptops, but in this case it will be much faster. But for regular, it's just very simple. It's approximately 1 week. We repeat many times. I mean, I don't know how many times. Maybe 10. Finally, to consider from different point of view. So just we have only these four graphs, and in one of them, you know, we have some list of several graphs. They survived almost up to end. You know, it is especially one of them. Unfortunately, I have no here the figure. Like it's because you know they have consist of several pentagons there. It looks like it's very close to be, very close, but to be in this list, but however it's not. A little bit less than this Psi, than 57.14 degrees. It is the same as in the Tom Hales case. They also have an example among graphs, right? And this graph, I remember that it was very close to the optimal. Actually, I have to say that it's, of course, this work is motivated by Tom Hales' proof of the Kepler conjecture. It looks like even similar. It's not written, by the way, no references, because it's formal, it's independent. However, it is, of course, motivated by his work. Okay, and the second, it is geometry. A lot of I spent 1 month to find more or less, I mean, a simple proof at like these angles, and this is a graph. And actually, it is a proof, because this is angle U18, and if you increase D, this angle decreases. This red, this is exactly the case when we have a solution. Of course, you know, we have to prove that this monotonic degrees in function, but we ignore this proof, I mean, because, you know, it's more or less clear, because it's just univariate function. I don't think we need a lot of explanation to. But by the way, Feistot, you know, a lot of Feistot, he always tried to prove it. It's amazing how he did that, using like some Jensen inequality. He always proved, right? All this such kind of inequality. Okay, actually that's it, and the rest of my 10 minutes, I have 10 minutes, I will a little bit explain what we are doing, what we are going to do, what we are doing now. Actually, this is a list of 5 of our research direction, what we are doing right now. The first of all, Dancer, he considered, he found at least all irreducible graphs, I mean, in his definition, because he used only, he used both shift of a single vertex as well as Dancer's flip. Dancer, it's also called Dancer's trick. And he has a list of these graphs, and we decided first to extend this, first of all, to also to enumerate all gen graph as well as Dancer's graph, I mean this irreducible graph. Now we are, actually I will show you just yesterday, 2 days ago, now we have a complete list. We checked everything. It's now we are done up to 10, but a lot of work to do to extend this. The next, actually, I believe it's possible to solve Thomas problem for the 14th. The reason is it's even more symmetric than the case n equals 13. We started to do that. And also to extend this, to find this maximal irreducible graph, and the second problem is to solve the problem. And also this interesting problem, it came from applications of one of my friends. He's working for Sony. He, a couple of years ago, he asked me the same problem as Thomas' problem, but on the surface of a flat torus. It needs this problem. Actually, it has some application, industrial application. It's used for super resolution. It's, you know, I will show you also. We have some. We have several figures, but it's also far from to be. And the last one, I repeat, to think about this Robert Conrad approach, Professor Conrad approach, right? And to think of it. It's a very promising approach, I believe, you know, like to maybe to give us possibility at least to reduce number of cases. So what the problem is, we have this combinatorial, I show you this 15, five, I mean, I'm sorry, five combinatorial properties, but it's maybe much better if you can have more constraints for that. In this case, otherwise, I don't know. It's my dream. It's up to extend this list to solve the problem up to 24. By the way, it makes sense, and especially for applications, because chemistry is, you know, biologists, molecular biologists, they're interested about that. What is the locally? Just I have also we're thinking about one project from material science, engineering from material science. For them, it is very important to have this configuration, also classification. Okay. This is just I received from Tarasov just 2 days ago. You will see that what do we have for all gem? Actually, it was star. One star means it is also 2 stars means maximal graph, always unique. One of the conjecture by Laszlo Fejes told that's always unique. That is, you know. It's to my point of view, transcendental. You cannot prove it, right? How you can prove that? I don't know. No idea. Even how. And by the way, he also Dancer also made. If you have time, I will tell you later. And 1 star means it's not only gem graph; it's also a reducible graph. In the case 7, we have 2 graphs. One of them, the second one, it is like optimal. The same like it was before, I show you. And the second one is a maximal. It's isolated, by the way. And here it's very interesting. It is one parametric family. You see that, and we have like some gap. It cannot be, it's not fixed. Okay, the maximal is what happened. If we increase d, And the last, you know, it appeared several, I don't know, several or one, usually one, not several, right? Few new ages. One of conjectures of Dancer is the following: what happened? He's talking about irreducible graph, but not for gen graph. That what happened if you always in the end of any process when you maximize d, then in the end it will be appeared new at least one new age. That is a conjecture. It's also even on conjecture he discussed it, like he spent for that half a page, and he discussed that maybe he just. Maybe true, but he at least his experience said that it's true. But however, he's not don't like to make it like a conjecture. Okay, in the case we have four gen graph for eight points. You can see, and also it's appeared first time appeared gen, but not irreducible. The first one, you know what happened? It can be if n goes very close to pi, that you know it cannot be irreducible, right? But it can still be gen, and so on. Like for the case n, we have only for the case 9, we have only 3 gen irreducible graph, but a lot of gen. So just it grows very fast, I mean number of. And for the case 10, I don't remember how many, 29. But this is figures. For the case 10, how many we have? I don't remember. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, 9 irreducible graphs and the 29, something like that. 29. Gen graphs. That means, you know, of course, the number of grows very fast. I mean, number of gen graphs. And so, just I don't know what happened. Perhaps for the it will be several hundred and maybe even several thousand for the case 14. But irreducible graph, it's not grows so fast. You know, like much less. And the last one. I thought this also started to work with toric packing. It's very nice figures because we have like for the case 2, we have 2 points. It's Borisovitz for the 5. Look at the following. Just to show, just funny. Actually, we have a conjecture, several conjectures, but it's not proved yet. But we are going to apply the same approach. Even maybe will be easier to consider. The same approach to solve the problem for torus. Actually, it is missed case, a flat torus, because if you open this Brass-Moser-Pach book, open problem, and there is some section, right, about this packing by circles. There is this case packing or triangle packing a circle disk. Back in a square, back in a sphere, but not torus. I don't know why, by reason, because they considered all cases except this one. So it is. That's it. Thank you.